In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Becky Martin Barry Underwood, age 75, of Louisville, formerly of Greene County, died Saturday in Louisville. Survivors include three daughters of Pikeville and Louisville, one brother and his wife of Shelbyville, three sisters, including locally by Betty Hall of Campbellsville, six step-grandchildren, seven step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Becky Martin Barry Underwood will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greensburg Cemetery. Mrs. Rita Viola Godey Mullins, age 76, of Newcastle, a native of Marion County, died Sunday in Louisville. Survivors include two daughters and their spouses, including locally by Rita Fay and Elmer George of Lebanon, three sons, one brother, three sisters, 13 grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Mrs. Rita Viola Godey Mullins will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to the Cosair Church Children's Hospital. Riley James York, the stillborn infant son of Chrisley Danielle York of Campbellsville, was stillborn Saturday at Taylor Regional Hospital. In addition to his mother, he is survived by his grandparents, Doug and Judy Hunt, and Gary and Shannon York of Campbellsville, great-grandparents Helen Schaffner, Jesse Hunt, and Margaret Hunt of Campbellsville, one sister Kirsten Thomas of Campbellsville. Graveside services for Riley James York will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be no visitation. The Coward and Parrot Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Sherry Rucker, age 52, of Campbellsville, died Monday in Lexington after an illness. She is survived by her husband, Gary Rucker, one son and daughter-in-law, Adam and Dana Rucker of Campbellsville, two grandchildren, one brother and three sisters, including locally by Jimmy Eubank and Betty Hudgens of Campbellsville and Shirley Clark of Russell Springs. Graveside services for Sherry Rucker will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. The Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Henry Everett Wimsett, age 73, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Saturday in Ohio. Funeral mass for Henry Everett Wimsett will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Holy Rosary Catholic Church at Manton with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Reverend Dwight Forderhays, age 67, of Russell Springs, the former pastor of the Ebenezer Presbyterian Church in Greene County and the Columbia Presbyterian Church, passed away Sunday at the Russell County Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Regina Forderhays, four children, Timothy Forderhays, K.M. Luck, Ashley Meredith, and Matthew David Godsey, mother-in-law Elaine DeBose. Funeral services for Dwight Forderhays will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Ebenezer Presbyterian Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home. Mr. Carl Wright, age 50, of Findlay, died Saturday at Kindred Hospital in Louisville after an accident. He is survived by his wife, Hilda Wright, two sons, Scotty Joe Wright of Findlay, C.J. Wright, currently with the U.S. Army in Iraq, three sisters, including locally by Sherry Darnell of Lebanon, Carol Sue, and her husband, Homer Rakes of Marion County. Funeral services for Carl Wright will be Monday morning at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of the Hills Catholic Church at Findlay with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Sunday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon. In lieu of flowers, the family requests the donations be made to the American Cancer Society. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.